Heather Duplessy-Allen.
All right, so we're going to find out tomorrow if the Reserve Bank is succeeding at pushing down inflation. The latest consumer price index figures are out tomorrow morning. Last week, the Reserve Bank noted that it does expect the inflation to be it's heading in the right direction. It expects it to be back in the target range later this year. Paul Bloxham is HSBC's chief economist in Sydney. Hey, Paul.
G'day.
So for the quarterly inflation, Westpac is picking 0.8%. ASB is picking 0.7%. What about you?
We're on the 0.7, which would give you a 4.1 over the year. And that would mean that inflation, at least if you look at the year compared to a year ago, is slowing down. Last quarter, that number was 4.7. So it's down to 4.1. So it's heading in the right direction. But I think the main message that we would deliver is it's heading in that direction quite slowly. And the thing to really look out for will be what components are driving that slowdown in inflation, because we think that the sticky parts of inflation, services and the parts that are likely to persist at those elevated rates, are probably the things that are still going to be running a bit too hot. And rents is probably going to be one of those components, but other things in that services basket. And so we think there won't be enough in this to make the RBNZ comfortable yet, that the RBNZ will still be uncomfortable that inflation's a bit too high, even though it's heading in the right direction.
Yeah, heading in the right direction is the important bit, and they said last week they think that we're going to get to the target band, within the target band, by the end of the year. Should we be confident about that, do you think?
I think that's what we think is the likely outcome as well, that we'll be headed back towards or into the target band by the time we get to the second half of this year. But there are certainly risks here. I mean, one of the risks that's playing out right now at a global level, of course, is that we've seen a pickup in commodity prices. Oil prices have picked up again on the back of geopolitical risk. And so that could be one thing that actually pushes that forecast a little off track at a headline level. They might look through that, though. I mean, the primary thing they've really got to focus on, as I said, is the domestic forces for inflation. Is domestic inflation slowing down? Is services inflation slowing down? And I guess the other aspect of that could be a challenge for New Zealand is you've got a large influx of people coming through now. You've got a rental market that's been tightening up. So is that going to mean that rents actually become part of something that is going to be that persistent inflation? And again, something we'll be watching out for tomorrow.
There are an increasing number of commentators who are now lining up to say that they believe that the Reserve Bank has overdone this with the interest rate hikes. What do you reckon of that?
I think inflation is the key gauge here. The central bank has a mandate to get inflation back to target. It's still above target, and we think tomorrow it's still going to print above target again. So I think it's hard. You'd be hard-pressed to make the case that they've gone too hard at this stage, unless, of course, we see a marked downside surprise. Inflation comes down a bit more quickly. But if that were to be the case, that would just give them an opportunity to be able to start to cut interest rates a little bit earlier.
Paul, what their argument is, the guys who are lining up to say this, is that anything that we're experiencing right now is the lag of what was done a year ago. And so whatever we do from here on in, we are still going to feel for another year. So if we're already at the point in our cycle where we can see the end of inflation coming and we're in a double dip recession, then whatever we're doing right now is only going to extenuate that.
Yeah, I think that there's an argument to be made, but the question is whether the domestic inflation that we've got in the economy right now, because this is what this argument is setting out, is actually back on target. Is the domestic inflation back to a place where the RBNZ should be absolutely comfortable that actually it's on target? And I think, or at least our view is, tomorrow we're going to find out that it's still a bit too high. We're going to find out that even in the first quarter of this year, the inflation numbers and the components of those inflation numbers suggests that domestic inflation is still a bit too high and therefore not consistent with the target yet. So if that's the case, if that's what we get tomorrow, then it will mean that the RBNZ should still for the moment, and certainly they should feel comfortable that they've got a setting that's doing what it needs to do, which is keep the economy weaker to get inflation to head back to target.
Paul, thank you. As always, really appreciate it. This is Paul Bloxham, HSBC's chief economist.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.